opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rookies getting ready to roll into camp next week, and we'll keep you up to date on what's going on with Quinshon Judkins, as far as we know. So when the latest comes in, we'll have it for you, and we'll talk about it when it happens. But that just talking more about the rookies reporting, not only in Cleveland, but all across the NFL. And, you know, we just had Brian Batko on. Man, he was good from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and he kind of gets it. You know, I don't know. There was just something about his reality of the situation, even between Cleveland and Pittsburgh, and we know how sometimes that can get contentious. But, man, he had just some really good stuff. I find Pittsburgh odd because I cannot in any way, shape, or form tell you that I think they're going to win the AFC North. There's just no way. I think the Ravens are just better than all the other three teams.
And Ravens are pretty good.
Yeah, and so I just don't know where they're going to land. Jeff, where do you think they're going to land?
As high as second. But I would think that everybody's thought that it's Baltimore, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Cleveland. I don't know how you argue with that. You get into a season, anything can happen. Things can change. A team gets hot. Team doesn't get hot. Somebody key gets injured. And it could shuffle. But I don't know how anybody can look at this division, Andy, going into it and see anything but Baltimore, Cincy, Pittsburgh, Cleveland.
I could see.
I'll bet it doesn't end that way, though.
I could see Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and instead of Baltimore, what'd I say? Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, yeah. Cleveland,
and fingers are crossed that the Browns can surprise people and do some things.
I just don't know how far they can surprise. That's the issue, and I don't. I have no feel at all for what Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to do in Pittsburgh. He could be done in a week. He could make him the whole season. He could take him to the playoffs. He could help him win in the playoffs. But then there's a part of me that also thinks, he might be bored with it like 3 weeks into the year and he'll be done.
You know, we didn't get a chance. We could have talked to Brian for another 15 minutes because I think the Steelers are a fascinating situation. I would have loved to have talked more about Mike Tomlin. Can you imagine if we here in Cleveland would have 18 straight non-losing seasons? Now, they haven't been to the playoffs in a while, and they haven't been to a Super Bowl in 15 years. Well, we've never been to one. But they've had 18 straight non-losing seasons with Mike Tomlin. They've made some changes on their offense that I think they're intriguing for this idea, and maybe this idea only. I wonder if they've improved or if they just changed the names. You know, George Pickens is a really good wide receiver. Well, he's now in Dallas, and they brought in DK Metcalf, who I really like. I really like DK Metcalf. But George Pickens was really good, too. But he brought some headaches with him. DK Metcalf, not as many headaches. And man, can that guy run. Caleb Johnson at running back. I really like Caleb coming into the draft, and I was thinking that he might be a guy the Browns might be going after at running back. Instead, they went for Quinshon Judkins, which I think is fair to say now looks like, keep your fingers crossed that this is the only blip this kid has in his career. But Caleb Johnson's really good. Big running back out of Iowa, like 6'1", 220. And they'll put him with Jaylen Warren. And I wonder, okay, did you just get rid of Najee Harris and replace him with another Najee Harris? Or is Caleb Johnson going to be better? But, you know, they brought in some guys I like, Metcalf, Caleb Johnson, they gave up two guys I like, George Pickens and Najee Harris, who shouldn't play with fireworks.
Probably too. True. You know, you said that about winning seasons, and I know how much we would long for that. The Guardians, now this, I'm just kind of, you talk about winning seasons, and because I think a lot of people, when Pittsburgh has misery about their football team, they kind of feel that same way as they would with the Guardians, except for the fact that the Steelers have won Super Bowls, and it's been forever since the Indians won a World Series. But is it like 10 of the last 12 seasons the Guardians have had a winning season? That's pretty amazing when you go back to 2015. Now, that run started in 2013 is when it started, and they were just under 500 in 21 and then under 500 in 23. God, that's just, it's amazing to me when you think about what the Guardians have been able to do, and no one gives them any credit for any of that. I also, with Pittsburgh, just looking at them, I don't know what Aaron Rodgers can be. He hit the nail on the head with Jack Sawyer. Like, I thought, didn't you think that was fascinating? He said that
I didn't think they were looking to bring him into.
I did too. And positionally, they didn't think he thought they didn't need him there. But, you know, Tomlin and the front office thought Jack Sawyer just kind of.
He oozes Steelers.
He does. He does. And so I just feel like that's going to come back to haunt us. I also thought it was interesting on defense. They went with Derek Harmon as their number one pick, and he's probably the only rookie that could start. I don't know. Well, it'll be interesting to see what Black and Sawyer do. But we're talking about a fourth and a fifth round pick. I just think they went out and got Darius Slay. They took Juan Thornhill, right? And Jalen Ramsey's there too. So,
and Minkah Fitzpatrick isn't.
Yeah.
Do you think Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers is an interesting match that could actually work really well?
It because feels like it's a strange odd couple, yeah, isn't it?
I do. I think they could work really well. And I know that we have a big Aaron Rodgers fan behind the glass over here.
Mm-hmm.
I think Aaron might be at the point of his career where he respects a guy who's been in the league 18 years as a head coach and has had some success to the point where I'll bet they get along really well. And when I asked Brian about that, he said Tomlin can get along with anybody. That wasn't the aspect of it.
It's the other way around, isn't
right,
it?
Right. That was exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
By the way, are you okay?
Dan Farr,
he didn't think Will Howard could beat out Mason Rudolph.
Well, he's a 6-round pick. Okay. I mean, Mason Rudolph's been around for a while.
I agree. I just want to make sure you're okay.
All right? I'm okay with it. I'd rather have Will Howard as a quarterback than Mason Rudolph after a little while, after Will figures out how to play in the NFL.
Okay.
And I know he's a 6-round pick.
I'm just worried about you, Andy. I don't care about Will and Mason.
I think the upside on Will Howard is
concern.
Better. The upside on Will Howard is better than
you're
the upside on Mason Rudolph. You guys drive me crazy.
No.
Can't stand you guys with this stuff. All right, I do have a couple more points on this I want to say, and then I want to wrap up a couple of things we did not get to today. So we'll do that when we come back. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.